This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At this stage of the negotiations, everyone should understand we've only had talk. Nothing in writing, zero in writing. Discussion's gone on for a week. We don't have an offer in writing.
No spending, Bill. What else is new? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Yes, it's true. We are operating on embers. We have this conversation every single year, don't we? I mean, it's not actually funny. It's just pathetic. Every year we have the same discussion about the spending bill. It's just procedure. It's just policy. And are we held hostage? How does it wrap up? Who wants what in the bill? This is the constant maneuverings that we are very familiar with when it comes to the beginning of September and into October. Right? This is it. This is what we deal with. It just seems to me implausible that there isn't a way to make it happen. In other words, isn't there a way to set this up so that we don't have to be having this conversation every single fall? Ooh, will the government shut down? What happens? The government funding talks have stalled. And according to Harry Reid, the senator from Nevada, stalled. They're not even off the ground. They're just very preliminary. Very preliminary. If you had these kind of conversations at the company you own or the company you work for, I don't know, would it still be working out for you? I'm just saying. You know, when you're an entrepreneur, one of the things you hear constantly over and over again is you have to have a business plan. You have to know exactly where your funnel is. You have to know exactly where everything that's coming in is going and what's going out and et cetera. Boy, if we did that, an audit of the government, well, you know where I am on this. I can't even imagine what that would look like. So negotiations over, this is just the stopgap measure to fund the government until December 9th have stalled. Yeah. And the thing that's really stalling it is Zika. Yeah, a little mosquito. It's related to the Zika funding and the Export-Import Bank, too, as well. So they're not working on it. It's must-pass legislation. It is the only must-pass legislation, by the way, as it seems to be almost every year, on the agenda before Congress will recess before the November elections. So, nothing in writing, zero in writing. They've gone on for a week. No offer, no nothing, nada. And Zika is the poison pill, one of the poison pills, that's holding this up. So here's the bottom line. Congress needs to approve the short-term funding measure, just so you know how this plays out, by September 30th, which, of course, is the end of the fiscal year, to avoid a government shutdown. Otherwise, there's a government shutdown. They're getting jammed up. And they want to get out of there, so they got to figure out how they're going to unjam it. So maybe it won't be as difficult as it seems like it is. Senate Republican Conference Chair John Thune, you know who he is, Republican from South Dakota, said some colleagues suggest eliminating the funding for Puerto Rico after a proposal to authorize the CDC to dispense funding met lots of Republican opposition. So just take the $80 million that was directed to Puerto Rico and push it in a different direction. Oh, you'd have a lot of angry people, wouldn't you? They'd have a ton of angry people. By the way, Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy is pushing to add emergency funding to the stopgap for the flooding damage in Louisiana. I mean, it's so bad. Now, there's a place where they just got to have it, got to have that funding. And speaking of that, coming up in our next segment guess who we're going to talk to. In our next segment, we're going to go to Louisiana. We're going to talk to the head of the Humane Society because, yes, guess what happens? Pets also find themselves homeless. And in that terrible flood, you've got a makeshift Humane Society temporary housing deal that was set up where they were able to rescue like 500 animals. And for 45 days, they allow those animals to be there. Then they start to find them home. So people lose their pets if they can't, you know, if they can't figure out where they are or who knows what happened. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kay.
Okay. Hello.
I got a joke for you.
Oh, I love jokes.
Here we go. Okay, this man approached this lawnmower display, and he noticed a salesman standing there holding on to a leash of a goat. He says, "What's the deal with the goat?" He says, "Oh, that's our economy model. He cuts the grass shorter than any of our motorized versions. Plus, he re-fertilizes the lawn as he goes."
That's brilliant. That's a good one. I like that. I'm going to use that. Can I steal that from you? I'm stealing
it. You can steal that from me, Kate. Anything you want, I'll give you. Make sure you get my One World Way in the mail and everything.
It is.
Okay,
you were one of the four. Yep.
I'm dying to try it. I really am trying to try it. I want to try it.
Oh,
I've seen what it did for you, and I want to see what it can do for me.
It's amazing. I'm serious. It's like it's just so good. It's loaded with everything good. I don't take these things lightly. So Dan will probably be back with the rest of the crew, won't you, Dan? Because we do that nail the score thing. Don't forget about that. That's coming up at the end of the hour. Game of the week in the NFL. I just randomly choose it, or my computer does. And when the computer chooses it, you can't argue with me. And you just pick a side. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like picking lottery numbers, right? Isn't the Wednesday Powerball like 200 and, I don't know, 29 million or 99 million or whatever crazy amount of money it is? But and there you would go and you would circle numbers. Here you're just picking a team and telling us what you think the final score is going to be. It's just that easy. Just that easy. Crazy story from a cruise ship that I want to bring up here. Remember, this ship is huge. I think it's the biggest one on the water now. It's the Harmony of the Seas in Southampton, England. It's the world's largest cruise ship. Oh my gosh, this thing is huge. It's like a floating hotel. It's insane. So it is. It's just giant. And investigators are trying to determine how a lifeboat fell during a training exercise on this cruise ship, leaving one of the crew members dead and four others injured. A 42-year-old Philippines national died after the lifeboat fell 33 feet during the exercise on Harmony of the Seas. It was docked in France, and then they were testing. So the four crew members are being treated at a French hospital. And the boat was docked. It's getting set for its debut weekend. And I mentioned this already. It's crazy long. It's 1,188 feet. It's longer than the Eiffel Tower is tall. And the ship is so large, they say it has seven neighborhoods, including a tree-lined central park filled with restaurants. Isn't that crazy? Oh, you don't even want to know what it weighs. 226,000 tons. Woo! All right, we're talking about pets rescued in Louisiana next here on ATN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C Universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Knows that listen people who listen to this show, America Tonight, how much I love animals. Of course, my beloved Mahalo, the associate producer, I say, of this show, fabulous golden retriever. I can only imagine what it was like for the people in Louisiana as we felt so awful for them in battling those raging floodwaters. But part of what happens to people, and we know, again, how much so many of you listening in Louisiana and outside of Louisiana love your pets. That becomes part of what happens. Animals get lost. Animals are trying to survive, just like humans are. And about 500 animals were rescued, thank goodness, with the help of the Louisiana Humane Society. The Humane Society of Louisiana's Executive Director, Jeff Dorson, is with us. So pleased to welcome him to the show. Jeff, thanks for spending some of your time with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So how many animals, I said 500 were rescued. How many were displaced because of what happened with this horrible historic flooding?
Kate, thanks for asking, because it really hasn't been covered that much. Believe it or not, 17 parishes, which means counties, about a quarter of our state was underwater for several days. So imagine companion animals, livestock, and wildlife all struggling to survive. And all looking for higher ground, all looking for food after the incident and fresh water, none of which could be found. Because remember, the water contaminates everything, kills all the vegetation. So then the poor wildlife, if they survive, have nothing to eat. So it's very complicated. So we see a lot of animals staggering around after the floodwaters go down.
Wow. And so what happens as the Humane Society, what are you out there doing? Obviously, you're taking a lot of them in, but you can only take so many. You've got to get them to foster homes, right?
Exactly. So we do a lot of transports. A lot of things have to happen simultaneously. One is the direct rescue. You have to go into the water quickly. We were kind of delayed. We weren't set up to do this, but we saw a need, so we simply mobilized and went in. So it's really not part of our job mission, but we just saw that it wasn't working. The systems in place were failing quickly, so we simply mobilized our troops, got our boots on and the watercrafts, and hit the water. So that's number one, get them directly out of harm's way. Number two, set up transport so that they can be moved quickly to safer locations out of state, out of the impact area. Three, leave food and water for the survivors. If you can't take them in, at least you can keep them alive. So we have 16 different water and food stations in the affected counties to keep animals alive, and we can pull them out as we can. Then we have a food distribution center set up so that we want to keep people with their pets. And if they can't afford them, we want to make sure that we give them resources to do so. And then finally, we work with the Red Cross to ensure that those people with pets at their shelters have resources, food, water, kennels. So a lot of things have to happen very quickly and for a long period of time after the incident.
Is it for you, is it the best moment when you see somebody reunited with a pet they thought they lost?
It's a great moment. The whole shelter reverberates. Everybody starts singing and dancing because they know that a small miracle has happened. Because what we want to remind people, Kate, is you have to be responsible for your pets. So microchip them or identify them, tattoo, collar, tag, have your pictures taken of your pets so you can help us identify them better, and have an action plan. Make sure you know where you're going when that emergency is developing. Have gas in your tank, have your pet and kennels ready. And those are things that people forget when the emergencies happen.
Yeah, that's a good, absolutely, that's a great reminder. And then some probably won't be claimed, people won't think they won't know where they are. What do you do then? Do you, when people want to adopt, do you have a certain time where you say, okay, well, let's try to adopt them, get them adopted out?
We've given ourselves a 45-day grace period to allow pet owners to come reclaim them. So we've taken pictures of everybody. Still, there's some in our custody. We've opened up a wonderful recovery center, the only type like it that I know of, run by a small grassroots group in a town called Ameet, about 45 minutes from the disaster area. We still have 50 dogs under our roof. People can come take a look at our pictures of other dogs and cats that have been rescued and taken into foster homes. So there's a lot we can do to help people be reunited.
Well, people listening to this across the country, what can they do? How can they support you?
Thank you. Join us. Become a member. Volunteer. Monetary donations keep fuel in our tank. We are a small grassroots group doing an enormous amount of activities only because of the people wanting to help. So please continue. It's humanela.org is our website. You can also read our daily updates on Facebook, and we also have a link to donate as well, Humane Society of Louisiana. You can volunteer. People come from around the country on weekends to help out. And it's been a great reminder of what they did 11 years ago during Katrina. Same type of outpouring of support from around the country, which we're so grateful for.
Oh, I love that. All right, Jeff Dorson, good luck, and help them out, people. The Humane Society of Louisiana's executive director. Thanks, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. My pleasure.
Yeah, can you imagine what that's like? Like I said, I mean, certainly we care about the people. It's just terrible to see what happened there. And Jeff mentioned, you think of the aftermath of Katrina. And boy, oh boy, he's right. It's so great to see so many people rushing down there to help people and to help these animals. And he mentioned the specific parish in Louisiana, in the Amite area, the Florida parish is what it's called. And that's the new home for these animals who were rescued or need temporary housing. People losing their dogs, don't have them chipped, can't find them. Over 500 were rescued. I mentioned that number already. And thank goodness veterinarians chipped in. People came in from all over the place to try to help with these rescue and relief efforts. And some of these animals have been reunited with their owners. And I can only imagine, as why I asked him that, what that would be like, what that would feel like to see that, because that's the reward, right? That's the payoff. So you do this, and there has to be a reason why you do it, because you love animals. It's certainly not for the giant, giant bucks that you make, even if it's a decent salary. It's not about that. You have to, if you're working in the Humane Society, there is love in your heart for animals, no question about that. And I think it's great to see the outpouring of all the people going to try to help, because you think of kids and dogs, and they're just, now they're part of the family. It's not how it used to be, perhaps, with some animals. Animals are definitely part of the family, even livestock sometimes. I have a friend who has a ranch, and everybody's named. They're all named, you know, even if the ending might not be what you wanted. But again, it's devastating. It's devastating to the economy. It's devastating to the families. And we know with the floodwaters now that have receded in southern Louisiana, thank goodness, the governor is saying the damage is over $8.7 billion, and maybe more than that, and that the cost is going to increase where they go in, of course, and they assess the damage to the roads and all the infrastructure and everything else associated with the damage to so many parishes. Because of those floodwaters, all that rain coming down so quickly. And, you know, it's interesting. He mentioned this, but if you look at the website, and it's humanela4louisiana.org, and you see the photographs. Oh my gosh, just incredible to see what's happening there. I just was looking at a couple of, before we jumped on this, I was just looking at a couple of those photographs of some of the animals there and what the need is, the road to recovery for these, for the people there and for the pets that were found wandering around or rescued, as he said, that's not their mission, rescued from those waters. So things are returning to normal and they have got limited animal intake. So that's why they've got this emergency disaster relief shelter where the pets that were rescued could stay for, as he said, a 45-day hold period, because they want to do what they can to reunite them with their families. I know some people are listening to us in Louisiana, so make sure you check out that website if you're missing a pet. And then they would be up for adoption, and that would be key, too. How many animals aren't claimed and how many can find new homes is definitely the mission, to try to find new spaces. And there are foster homes out there where they have taken in some pets while they're hoping to reunite them with families. Anyway, interesting story after what happened in Louisiana. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Ha, 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 ha. Say goodbye to plastic and goodbye to cars. No more convenience stores. Hello to stars. No more Wall Street and no more Pentagon. About these things makes me happy.
I love that song. I'm not sure who sings it, but I love that song. Isn't it true? The isn't that what this election is kind of about? Or isn't it always what this election is kind of about? I think it's I think it's interesting that we've got a couple of days where no Hillary Clinton, and boy oh boy, if I have to say, if I'm a Republican strategist, of course you're going to try to take advantage of that, but very gently, because the age deal, remember, gets as much publicity on the side of Donald Trump as it does for, you know, Hillary Clinton, although he hasn't come up with pneumonia. He didn't appear wobbly at an event, so he doesn't have to fend that off. He has a younger wife and a young son, you know, his third wife, if you want to throw that into the mix for whatever it's worth. So it's, in one sense, it's not the same as Hillary, because now that layer got exposed because of the, you know, pneumonia and having to deal with it and deal with the fact that they didn't tell anyone. It happened on Friday, she's diagnosed, they don't say anything, and then on Sunday, suddenly, that's when it becomes chaotic, when she has the problem at the 9/11 event. In fact, here's more on that Hillary deal from the campaign point of view.
my daughter lives nearby, so I went over to her apartment and, you know, spent time with her and my grandchildren, which, you know, right. the best medicine for anything in my life.
All right, so that's exactly what happened. She did an interview with Anderson Cooper, and in the interview, she talked, right, you just heard right there, talked about going to her daughter's house and that was, you know, she lived nearby, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, we're talking about a couple of days here in the mix where you've got Obama and you've got Joe Biden and you have so many others who, in fact, are campaigning for Hillary Clinton since she's not able to do that. You know, we've been talking about these hurricanes and typhoons, and it is the season. How about this? Maranti, the strongest super typhoon of the year, barreling toward China and Taiwan. I was just reading a story about this earlier in the day, and they say it's passing the southern tip of Taiwan, and hundreds of people have been evacuated because of they're bracing for this impact. And it's 230 miles an hour winds. You know, as it was put to me, that's faster than a Formula One racing car. That's frightening. And schools and offices, of course, were closed. Of course they were. Dozens of flights were canceled. And the wind gusts were brutal. I saw some video of it. Oh, my. Oh, my. 4 people injured. 70,000 households have lost power across southern Taiwan because of it. 1,500 people evacuated. 4,000, there are some numbers for you. 4,000 military and police have been deployed to that area to prepare for the future evacuations. I saw some overturned trucks and whatnot. I mean, there's 23 million people in Taiwan, and they're going to be soaked by Maranti. The brunt, they say, is going to fall on mainland China, and it'll make landfall maybe during the day on Thursday. Ooh. I'm just thinking, I still go back to that. What did I say? 230 mile an hour winds? That's crazy. And I looked, like I said, I looked at the video. Oh, I mean, we're talking more than trees bent back. All right, so from evacuees to refugees, this may make a few of you furious, but the U.S. is going to accept 110,000 refugees. I mean, we knew this was happening. They're increasing the number for 2017. The White House is planning that increase from that amount into the next year. They're saying the Secretary of State, John Kerry, briefed Congress on the amount, and the decision has started over the past year that the United States would welcome at least 100,000 refugees, so they knew that it would probably be more. The increase was from 70,000 to 85,000 to now this number that we see. It's a 57% increase in arrivals since 2015 and consistent with the belief that all countries should do more to help vulnerable people. That's what Obama says. So get ready for the tide. Now, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, we know that he made huge news last December when he proposed a temporary ban on all Muslims immigrating into the United States. Different story for Hillary Clinton, the Democrat that we've been talking about with her pneumonia, said she would like to see the number of Syrian refugees accepted into the United States increase from the Obama administration's goal of 10,000 a year to 65,000 refugees. Libertarian, just to throw this in for grins, Libertarian nominee Gary Johnson, who stumbled around when he was asked what he would do about the crisis because he didn't know Aleppo, which is in Syria, Syria rather. He it's not really taking the brunt of that, but he had no answer for that, I think, because of it. But, you know, there's going to be backlash there, and certainly that's something that the Trump campaign can absolutely run on. I mean, they can throw out how many refugees and how safe is it, which is what he did in December. There's a way to kind of roll that in so it's not quite as cryptic as it was when that, you know, when he first said that back in December. He was not the official nominee, even if it looked really good, which it did. I mean, you know, heading up to December, we were saying that over and over again. I mean, come on, who is the person? Who's going to be the person that upsets Trump? He is taking everyone out, or getting close to taking everyone out. Although that did not happen until months later. I want to remind you that coming up in our next segment, we have another edition of Nail the Score. You'll hear what President Obama had to say about Colin Kaepernick and the whole protest over the national anthem as well. And plus, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, had his own take on flying the flag and the importance of the flag, the importance of the flag. I'll tell you what I think is fascinating. If you've ever listened to America Tonight, you know every once in a while I'll veer off course. And I'll talk about what I think is so fascinating. I read a couple of books on this. Searching for ships. How many ships do you think are sunk across the world? I mean, old ships with huge pieces of history involved. I don't know the answer. I've asked people and nobody knows the exact answer. But I just read the story about the HMS Terror. It was a British ship that was found in perfect condition under 80 feet of water. 80 feet of water they found this ship. How wild is that? I would love, of course, I'm not diving any longer, but I would love to be the diver on that. A loss for 168 years in the Arctic. So, you know, there isn't going to be any great big search party there. But pristine condition. Now, that's cool, because when they bring it up, what are they going to find? As they're bringing this up, what are they going to find in the ship, or as they're diving down? If it's in that good a condition, there could be some interesting, I don't know, there could be some just interesting pieces of history that they'll find. Something that tells more of a tale on why did it sink? What happened? To me, that's what's so fascinating. Even with the Titanic, we knew it happened, but some of the artifacts they found and then some of the deeper stories that you heard about as a result of that, I thought were crazy. I mean, it was crazy what some of what was uncovered and revealed when they went down and they saw the Titanic, and you think of it, and of course now, because it's been played out on the big screen and on Broadway and everywhere else, and there's been so many books written about it and so many different series about it, the Titanic of all the ships with tales and people and horrible losses of life, I think is the biggest of all. I mean, there's others, the Lusitania, there's other ships we could put into that mix, definitely. But I think in people's minds, that is absolutely, without a doubt, the biggest. I mean, absolutely the biggest. And speaking of the biggest, people in California wait for the big one, but 5.9 magnitude earthquake reported, not in the United States, but in Colombia. It happened on Tuesday night, northern Colombia, 5.9. That's pretty significant. I mean, it's, you know, 7 is the high bar. You hit 7 and oh, yikes. They say it struck about 83 miles north-northwest of Medellin. So far, no reports of deaths at this point, but it's still developing. Coming up next, we're doing that football thing. You don't have to know football. You just have to throw out a guess. 855-323-4622. We'll see what the game of the week is next.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines. and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed, it is that time. Jump on those phone lines, 855-323-4622, so that you can line up just like those 747s at LaGuardia. I know a lot of you were sending me emails during the week. When is Nail the Score? I missed last week. Well, you don't have to miss this time around. I've been really pumping it to let everybody know when we're doing it. This is really the normal time slot for it, unless something else is going on that supersedes it. So without further ado, we've got an expensive computer. Nathan, let's use it to pick the game of the week. Oh, me oh my oh. How about this game? The game that was chosen as the game of the week, the Buccaneers and the Cardinals. The Buccaneers winning their first game out of the chute. The Cardinals expected to beat the Patriots. They did not beat the Patriots. Instead, going down in flames. Actually, it was a close game, but going down at the hands of Jimmy Garoppolo, the backup to Tom Brady. But this is a different week. And so looking at this, Jameis Winston, who had 4 touchdowns last week and looked really phenomenal. I'm pretty excited about him. I think he's going to have the best sophomore year of any sophomore quarterback out there. And I think that, in looking at the Cardinals, and Larry Fitzgerald was pretty heroic in that loss against the Patriots. But this matchup at home, I'm going to say, favors the Cardinals, but barely. So to me, that means close. That means we're going to see a very tight, close game. And usually I'm predicting these, you know, every seems like every time I predict these high-scoring games, and they're not. So I'm going to say 21-17 in favor of my Cardinals. I say my Cardinals because I love Bruce Arians. We're going to get him on the show. Somebody close to him promised me that we would do a segment with Bruce Arians. So let's open up the phone lines. 855-323-4622. Nathan Reeder, are you around? Nathan.
I'm here.
Oh, because I know you're a big football fan. So I want to make sure that we get your intelligent guess after quick analysis. I'm sure you have a guess for us.
Yes, I would like it to be an extremely low-scoring game just for the hell of it. How about we go 10-13 Cardinals?
13-10 Cardinals. All right, yep. So we're on the same side. 13-10 Cardinals. All right, so let's see what everybody else has to say. And again, very easy, muy fácil. You just have to call us, and then we'll get your guess. All right, let's start with Grim. Grim, you get the first crack at this. What do you say?
Apparently, Nathan likes making a lot of trips to get beer. With only one score and a field goal.
13. You know what they have in their scores like that though. We have crazy cockamamie baseball scores.
You know me. I didn't mean anything. Dave.
No, no, it's funny.
Now I'm gonna say I'm like you, Kate. Although Tampa's got a better defense, I'm gonna say Cardinals 24 and Tampa 23.
Ooh, 24-23. So you say close game. All right, so Grim, you are locked and loaded. Let's go to Everett in Aberdeen, Washington. Everett, what do you say?
Bucks 24, Cardinals 28.
28-24 Cardinals. Ooh. All right, so again, another close game, but you like the Cardinals like I do. Thanks, Everett. 855-323-4622. Sports fans, oh, I'm so excited about this next one. Sharon in Maine. Hey, Sharon, you got us. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm glad to hear your voice. You love this nail the score thing. What do you think? Do you like the Cardinals or the other side?
I'm going the Bucks. I lived in Tampa for 19 years.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going with the Buccaneers. 27-21.
Ooh, 27-21. Did you like living in Tampa? I like Tampa.
I did. I would still be there, but I came up to Maine 5 years ago, and health issues kind of forced me to stay in Maine.
But Maine is beautiful, too.
It is. I live in the Portland area.
Yeah, Portland is nice. All right, Sharon, it's good to hear your voice. Good luck. We'll see if your Tampa Bay Bucks are lucky for you. This lady loves nail the score. Dan in Texas. Dan, what do you say?
27-17 in favor of the Cardinals.
Ooh, so another Cardinals fan. 27-17. All right, Dan, we got you, brother. 855-323-4622. I'm going to say the numbers again. 855-323-4622. Also, you can send us an email. Sharon does that a lot. You can send that email to americatonight.net or delaneymediagroup@live.com. Pete is listening to us also in the great state of Texas. Peter, what do you say?
28-19, the Cardinals.
I like that. The Cardinals, 28-19. Wow. So, Pete, we have one. You are locked and loaded, my friend. We have only one Bucks guess so far. I've got a couple of emails that are coming in that I'm going to go through here, and it looks like mostly Cardinals are being picked. So how about that? Cardinals, after that tough loss against the against the Patriots. Boy, I watched that whole game. It was great. The ending was really, really good. You got to hand it to Garoppolo, you do, and to the system, because it absolutely worked for the Patriots. But and there certainly were some things that Bruce Arians, I think, or his coaching staff could have done better. All right, I will make sure I get those emails, and I'm going to go through some of them again. I'll probably try to throw some of them live here on the air so you know what they are. But let's hear what Jerry Jones had to say about the importance of the flag.
We strongly support. We.
Poor Jerry.
We strongly support.
He strongly supports it. That's pretty much what we get from him. So there's been this controversy over the national anthem, and it started with Colin Kaepernick, who didn't stand during the anthem for a preseason game, then took a knee during another game, and now some people are being super, super supportive for Colin Kaepernick. And he said he wanted to draw attention to what's happening to the plight of the black man in the United States. He angered some of the police in Santa Clara because of what he initially had said about that there are black men dying and other people that are just getting days off. And now this has turned into a much, much bigger thing. Here's the President of the United States talking about Colin Kaepernick and the anthem.
I don't doubt his sincerity based on what I've heard. I think he cares about some real, legitimate issues that have to be talked about.
All right, so real, legitimate issues. And the NFL has come out, especially we just came off of 9/11, remembering 9/11, 15 years, hard to believe, especially for someone like me, a huge break. I was working in New York City at WFAN, only there for 4 months, and then 9/11 happened, and it was devastating. The sports world rallied back, and I think gave some comfort to the people in the United States in general, but to the people in New York in particular. But for 2 weeks, you know, everything was iced because you had the U.S. Open had just wrapped up, our biggest sporting event, did you know that, in tennis, and just in general with the amount of crowds they get. And we were finishing baseball up into playoffs. It was also the start of the NFL season when that happened. So there were a lot of tributes in the NFL this past week, and it was pretty wild to see. Pretty neat, actually, some of the flags and some of the people who grabbed flags and flags that were unfurled across giant football fields. Good luck to everybody who's trying to nail the score.
Went down. Football game. Well, I walk, but it's really a shame. I saw you.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.